So, in the Call of the Wild, there's a lot of characterization going on. There's a lot of characters in the story. And one of the main characters in the story is Buck, which indeed he likes to read a lot of newspapers. And he lives in a house by the sun-kissed Santa Clara Valley. And obviously he's a dog. And he's a very unique dog. And he has learned to trust men and just trust them in general. But he's definitely been through a lot. Like, he has gotten beaten by other people. He got stolen, and then they tried to steal him. I mean, they tried to sell him, and it's just, like, a lot of people have hurt him so much, and he has lost that trust of trusting men, human beings. And then there's this one person named John Throton, who he saves him from the whole endangered side. And he's very helpful for him. And the one who saved him, John Throton, he's a hunter, and he saves Buck from death because there's this dog named Spitz. He's the devil dog who is the leader of the Francois dog team who tries to kill him. But John Throton helps Buck from the death, and when he does that, they create a relationship that no one has ever had, and it just keeps going. And he feels like calling him into the wild, so when I say that Buck, like, calling him into the wild, it's meaning that he feels more freedom. He feels more comfortable when he hangs out with John Throton. And like I said, he was stolen. He was stolen, and one of the persons that he was stolen was from Francois, who's a French Canadian, who treated him nice and everything, but he basically lied to Buck in order for him to take him into this horrible place. Another character that is in Buck's team, he's one of his friends called Dave, and when they're working together, Dave becomes very sick, and he refuses to leave everything. He doesn't want to leave his harness behind, and he honestly prefers to die, which at this time is, like, it's very bad for Buck because he doesn't know what to do in that circumstance.